Duh. God damn it. How the hell did we get in this mess?
We're in this mess because as we were traveling, someone saw this cave and said, hey, we should go in there and see if there's any magic crystals. That's how we got in this mess, Katsuki.
Like this is all my fault. You wanted to come in here just as badly. Damn it. Watch it.
Look, it doesn't matter how we got here. What matters is that we make it out of here alive. Now come on, we have to run faster or the slime's gonna catch up to us.
You don't think I know that, idiot? Hey, watch out! Damn it, it's everywhere.
Come on, this way.
Kiri, wait! That's a dead end, idiot.
Aw, man, I could have sworn this was the way we came in. Did we take a wrong turn somewhere?
We took several wrong turns thanks to you. Oh shit, here it comes. Get behind me. Don't worry, I won't let it touch you. Kiri, please tell me you have something to get us out of this mess.
Hold on, I'm looking through my satchel. Let's see. That won't work. Potion won't work.
Kiri, hurry!
What about this?
How the hell is that gonna help?
Well, I don't know. I could throw it at the slime. Maybe it would frighten it away.
This slime is like a gelatinous cube. It sucks in everything it touches. That's not gonna do us any good. We need some kind of magic.
Why don't you just blow it up, Katsuki?
I would, but we're completely soaked. Did you forget it was raining outside?
Oh, damn it, that's right. You can't use your magic. What are we gonna do?
How the hell should I know? Damn it. I can't move. It's got my feet.
It's got me too. This stuff is sticky and gross. Ugh, I can't get it off.
Ah, shit. Looks like we're trapped. This stuff is disgusting. Damn it. No.
Oh no, it's got Firefly. I'll pull it off of you.
Kiri, don't do that. If you touch it with your hands, you'll get stuck.
Oh man, now I'm really stuck.
Kiri, you idiot. What are we gonna do? This stuff keeps growing. Before long, it'll cover our entire bodies. And then it'll suffocate us to death. It's getting too high. Come on, think. There's gotta be a way to break out of the slime. What did Meiji Uraka tell me? Oh no. It's getting too close to my mouth.
Katsuki, hang on. Don't worry, Firefly. It'll be okay. We'll find a way out. Uh-oh. It's going up past your shoulders. Katsuki.
I'm trying. But the more I try to pull this stuff off and move, the stickier it gets. Damn it. Wait. Fire. Kiri! Use your dragon bur-
Katsuki! My what? I didn't hear what he said. Damn it. I've gotta move or he's gonna suffocate. Dragon breath? Oh, right. I'm a dragon, duh. Fire will melt this stuff away. Hang on. I've got you. All right. Let me take a deep breath in. Katsuki, are you alright?
Thanks, Kiri. You saved me.
Yeah, but the two of us are still stuck. And the slime is rising fast. Katsuki, please help us.
Oh, man. Damn it. I can't touch them. Or I'll get stuck again. Wait. I'm dry now. It's time to blow this stuff away. Don't worry. I won't blow the two of you up. Just gonna be enough to burn this stuff away. Now hold still. Not that you can move anyway. Take this!
Breathe, Firefly. You're okay. Kotsky, you singed my tail. Don't you think you went a little overboard?
Not at all. That stuff had it coming. Now let's get the hell out of here.
Right. Are you okay to walk? Alright, give me your arm. Let's go.
Oh, holy hell. It's good to be out of that nightmare. What is it? Thank you. Why are you thanking me? I didn't do anything. Tried to protect you. Whatever, I did no such thing. You're still nothing but an inconvenience, got it? Don't you dare start thinking that I care about you or anything. Cause I don't. Ugh. I've still got slime on me. I'm gonna go clean up in the lake.
Kotsky, please be careful. There might be sirens in there.
Yeah, I'll be fine. And don't worry. If I see one, we can catch it and cook it up for dinner.
I mean, I guess. Sorry about him. He's always like this when we go adventuring. But we should probably clean up too. You're also really sticky. What's the matter? You look kinda sad. I thought you'd be happy since we made it out of that cave alive. What? Something wrong with Kotsky? What do you mean? The other night at the inn? He was acting a little strange, wasn't he? What do you mean you think there's more to it than that? Firefly, whatever it is, you can tell me. I promise I won't be mad.
Hey, are you two coming to wash up or what?
Yeah, we're coming in a sec.
Well, hurry it up. I wouldn't be got dead traveling around with the two of you smelling like a dumpster fire. Now get your asses in here.
Alright, chill out, man. We're coming. Hey, don't worry about it. You can tell me later, okay? Alright, let's get you cleaned up. Ugh, this water's freezing. How can you stand it, Kotsky? I'm shivering my tail off here. Ugh. Not that it's not refreshing or anything. Kotsky, you okay?
Yeah. Just deep in thought. But I think the cold water feels great.
If you say so. What about you, Firefly? You don't think it's too bad, huh? Well, that's good. It is nice to clean up and relax. Oh, these? These are just some of my scales. I've got them all over. Not just on my arms. See, check out my back. They're pretty cool, right? It's okay, you can touch them. Hey, you want to see something even cooler? Ta-da! These are my dragon wings. I know they're huge, right?
Kiri, will you stop showing off? We're trying to get clean here. I don't need you splashing me constantly with those. Put them away.
Oh, come on. Stop being such a stick in the mud. They've never seen a dragon before.
You mean they've never seen you before? You're not even in your full dragon form. Right now, you just look like a halfling.
Hey. I am not a halfling. I'm a full-blooded dragon, all the way to my core.
Huh. Whatever you say, halfling.
Katsuki, you need to learn how to be more nice.
Hey! Don't whip your tail at me! I told you to stop splashing.
Don't worry. You'll get to see my dragon form soon. You and Katsuki are going to ride on my back in the morning as I fly us to the next kingdom. Katsuki wanted to check out the bounties there, see if we could make some good money. And he's got a couple of things he wanted to trade. Right, man?
Oh, yeah. Hey, Kiri. Can you go get the campfire started? It's starting to get dark.
You bet, no problem.
And can you cook us up something to eat while you're at it?
Yeah, I can do that. We've got a little bit of meat left. But I'm not sure if it's enough for three. I know, I'll go catch some fish. That should give us plenty of food for dinner. I'll be right back.
Kiri, wait! Start the fire first, idiot. He never listens to me. What is it? About what? Hey. Shh. Keep your voice down. I thought I told you never to bring that up again. I don't care. I told you. It was none of your business. And Kiri doesn't need to know. That's private. Todoroki was just dropping something off for me, that's all. You didn't tell Kirishima, did you? Okay, good. What the hell do you mean I should tell him? There's nothing to tell. Why, you? How dare you? You're not gonna figure out anything. Look, human. I don't care what you're doing here. Or where you came from. My only goal is to get you back there. That's it. As far as I'm concerned, you're nothing but extra baggage. And don't you dare think that just because I'm helping you, that you can snoop around in my personal life. My business is my own. End of story. Now come on. It's time to get out before you catch a cold. I'll go start the fire, since Kirishima ran off to catch fish somewhere. Here, give me your hand, I can help you out. On second thought, maybe you should cover up. I mean, damn it. No, I'm not looking. I mean, I didn't see anything. Just stay there. Let me grab you my cloak. Hey. I am not. I told you it was an accident. I forgot that you... didn't have anything on. Look at myself. What do you mean? Oh, hell. This just got embarrassing. Oh, what? You just look that way. Here, take this. It's fine. I told you could wear it. Your clothes are over by that tree. I'm gonna get dressed and start the fire. Will you stop blushing like that? Look, it's not a big deal. People in this world bathe together all the time, okay? It just caught me off guard to see your, you know. But I promise, it's not a big deal here. Me and Kiri do this daily. So there's no need to be embarrassed. Put on some pants. I'm working on it. Jeez. Stupid human. Unbelievable. Yeah. Would you just hurry up? Hey, I grabbed some wood for the fire. This looks like a good spot. Now how am I gonna light this without Kiri? I don't want to use my magic or I'll blow it to bits. I use some kind of exploding magic. I'm not super into the mage stuff, so that's really about all I can do right now. But you should see Kirishima. He's got fire breath, ice, even lightning breath. He's been homing his magic skills for years. He wants to get, like, stupid strong or whatever. But I'm pretty strong even without magic. It is nice to have that little bit of a boost, though. Especially when we get into tight spots. You can light it. Ha! With what? You're magicless. What are you doing now? You look pathetic. Rubbing two rocks together like that isn't gonna do anything. You're not doing it right. You have to angle the sharper rock. Damn it. Here. Like this, idiot. Then scrape. No. Like this. See? Now you just gotta put the spark down towards the wood. Don't worry. The leaves should catch ya. I put a few little twigs in there too. Now take this hand. Like this. There you go. Now try it again. Press down hard this time. There. You've got it. Now blow on it. Not the rock, stupid. The leaves. Oh, smoky. They're perfect. I guess that worked after all. You're welcome. I didn't say thank you.
Yo, I'm back. And look at all the fish I caught. I hope you guys are hungry.
Kiri, that's such a waste. You didn't need to catch that many.
I figured we could still cook the extra ones, and then wrap them up and take them with us.
You know they go bad after a day or two, right?
Well, you guys can munch on them while I'm flying.
Okay, fine. Next time, don't catch so many. We only kill what we're going to eat, remember? We don't waste anything.
Yeah, sorry. I just got excited that we have company. Alright, let's get these fish cooking. And great fire, Katsuki. Surprised you didn't blow it to bits.
It wasn't me. It was them. They lit it with some rocks.
Oh, wow. That's awesome. We haven't had to start a fire like that in quite a while. You did good, Firefly.
All right, you two. Enough with that mushy stuff. Let's cook this fish and eat.
Oh, hell yeah. Roasted salmon coming right up.
Hey there, listener. Thank you so much for your support. If you enjoyed this video, feel free to like and subscribe for more. Also, don't forget to leave a comment down below. I really enjoy reading your feedback. And if you'd like to support the channel, please join my Patreon. You'll get early access to ASMRs, poll votes, daily updates, and of course, exclusive spicy content made just for you, and much, much more. My Discord link is also in the description down below, if you'd like to chat with me. I'd love to get to know you better. And as always, this is Akihiko Kai. See you next time.